Welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here. I am your host, Zion Brown, here with Ben Davis Boys, head basketball coach Don Carlisle here. How are you doing today, Coach?
Good afternoon, good people.
So we'll start off, since we didn't talk last week, it was Martin Luther King Day. So we'll talk about the Marion County Tournament, which was a couple weeks ago. And you guys showed tremendous fight to beat Beech Grove and Southport to get to the semifinal. What went into you guys coming back in those games late?
Man, I think the guys, they're starting to figure out where they can score in the offenses that we have put in. And defensively, we've been rotating a lot better. And that's been really, for me, going into the meat of the season, meat of the mid conference, and going into the tournament, I want us to be hitting on our cylinders on the defensive end.
And so what things improved defensively for you to be able to win those two games against Beech Grove and Southport on the road?
We play harder, and our rotations were better. And I thought that we did a decent job on the defensive glass.
And then you guys lost by 1 point against Warren in the semifinal, but you guys were back and forth with them that whole entire game. So how did you think of your team's improvement from the first time you guys played the Warriors to that game last Friday?
Like I said, we're a different team now. We're playing a lot harder. And even in that game, we missed 8 free throws and 4 of those in the front end of 1-1. So you can really say 12. Missed 12 free throws and 5 or 6 layups. You win that game going away. So I'm proud of where the guys and how they fought and clawed in that county tournament. And really, we're a couple plays away from being in a position of winning the county tournament. I mean, granted, we would have had to beat LN, but they're not a team that I'm afraid of. I think that they just got beat by Homestead. Homestead is a really good team, but I thought that we would have had a good opportunity to win that game as well.
And then so last week you guys resumed your mixed schedule. You played Center Grove on Friday, and you weren't able to pull that one out either. Mm-hmm. What happened there?
It was Jaden's first game. I think it was a little bit of a shock. Some of the guys deferred where they were being a lot more aggressive in different spots without him. So I think it was just another growth for the team. You adding someone that hasn't been there all year made it a little uncomfortable for some of the guards. So, but I thought he played well. I thought that as a group, we played well enough to win that game. There were some calls, in my opinion, that were questionable at the end of that game that gave them opportunities to get free throws that became the difference in the game. So, like I said, I was proud of the way – I'm proud of the way the team is coming along and coming together, and I believe that our best days are ahead of us.
And you mentioned this weekend Jaden Brewer being able to play for the first time in varsity this season. Mm-hmm. And do you expect him to continue to play going into this week and the rest of the season?
That'll be up to the courts and the judge. Not going to really speak on that because it's ongoing. But, of course, we would hope that he would have that opportunity to continue to play on varsity. He adds a different dimension to our team that'll bode for our success in the future.
And so as a coach in just this unique situation, how do you just handle that throughout practice and throughout your preparation for what's coming this week?
Yeah, I mean, we just try to put ourselves in the best positions to win, try to get him reps with multiple groups and make sure that the other guys get those same reps. So if the opportunity presents itself, then or it doesn't, then we'll be prepared either way. So hopefully, like I said, that situation will work itself out, and he'll be able to play full time with us, and the team will continue to get better and grow.
And then on Saturday night, you got the 40-point victory against Decatur, and everybody that you played ended up in the scoreboard. So, what went into that balanced performance?
Man, I think that it was a game that was needed, especially for our group that haven't had much success, especially in the last year or so. Where it was a total team win and a total, like, everybody on the roster, everybody that dressed for that game got in the game and played meaningful minutes. So I thought it was really good. I thought that the bench was even the guys that wasn't playing in the games in times, they were still in tune and they were still cheering for their teammates. And it was just a very good team win for us.
And do you feel like that big victory can give you guys a big boost heading into this week?
That was what the plan was. I thought that we should have got Center Grove, and especially piggybacking off of how we played and how we fought in the county. I think, you know, and I do, I still believe that we're turning the corner as a team. So with that success and having that type of victory on Saturday night, hopefully we'll have a great week of practice and be prepared to get two wins, two very big wins for our program on Friday and Saturday night.
So we'll start with the Friday game at Carmel. That's a team that has had you guys number the last few years. They're very experienced. So what will it take to try to beat the Greyhounds?
It's a very similar team to Center Grove. Pack line defense, make it really tough on you, dare you to make jump shots, and they're not going to hurt themselves, you know. So we're going to have to find a way to execute offensively and defensively, just be sound and disciplined, because they'll run their set for 45 seconds to a minute until they get the shot that they want. So we just have to be disciplined on our, you know, defensively and offensively, and be patient and get the, so we can get the shots that we want, and push the pace and play at our tempo, not theirs.
And then on Saturday, you guys will play Addicts. Addicts has a big game coming up tonight that they're probably focused on. But what do you see as the strength of that Crispus Addicts team?
Crispus Addicts team, they have five players that get up and down the floor, a very good transition team. Jalen Hooks, who transferred in from Franklin Central, we had an opportunity to play against him twice last year. He's one of the better players on their team, and they have a transfer in from Chicago who kind of leads them. Really strong guard, but I just think the strength of Crispus Addicts now and has been for the past few years, even with all the success that they've had, has always been in the transition and the strength in the number of guards that they have that are able to put the ball in the basket. So, it'll be a tough weekend for us, but as long as we do what we're capable of doing and handle what we can handle, I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
And so what few things do you feel like you may need to do to be Addicts?
Transition defense. We definitely have to rebound the ball, hold them to zero or one shot per possession, so we can't give them second and third opportunities to get a basket. And if we handle those things, I think that we'll do a decent job in the half court, but we can't let them get in the transition and get easy buckets.
And you mentioned playing in the half court there. At times, you guys have struggled with that. So against a team like Addicts that plays extremely fast, how do you balance, you know, you guys playing fast but also not giving up quick points on the other end?
What I think, especially here in the recent games, Zane's been playing pretty well, Trevor on the inside. So if we can play from the inside out, and especially if Jaden is able to get more comfortable with us and help us offensively, I think that we can play an up and down game with them. I just don't want to let them run as much. Most teams that are transition teams don't like to get ran on. So I think a part of the things that we would kind of press this week is to try to score quick, especially going into the Carmel game. If we can get the ball up and try to get easy opportunities at the basket before they set their defense up, then that will bode well for us. I think that'll be true in both games.
All right. Well, thank you as always, Coach, and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate you.
This has been the Conversations with Carmel.